It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at Fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now. Welcome to Oprah's 2020 Visionary Talks. From the stage of my own 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus Tour, WW Weight Watchers Reimagined, and I join forces to bring you candid conversations with some of the world's most famous trailblazers, whose story of wellness will empower you to discover the highest, truest vision for your life. Here to perform a spoken essay based on his book, Let Love Have the Last Word, please welcome Grammy, Golden Globe, Oscar winner, Common.
Peace. How's everybody feeling, Denver? I want to thank God for being in this moment right now here in Denver, Colorado. It's an honor to be here on Oprah's Journey of Wellness, because I've been thinking about my word lately for 2020, but I have a hard time making up my mind. I'm a Pisces. I kind of go back and forth. But one of the words that I chose that's most powerful in my life is love. And I wanted to share that with you all in my journey in discovering love. It was 2 a.m. in the morning, and my phone was ringing. Now, when your phone rings in the middle of the night, that's a scary feeling. It could be a good thing if it's the person you want to be calling you. But I saw that it was my daughter, Amoye, so my heart jumped, because she never regularly calls me in the middle of the night. So I immediately wondered, what's going on? Is she all right? I answered the phone, and after a brief conversation, I could hear that she was having a good time. She was in college, she had been drinking, she was talking to me, it's just about general things. Well, I said, Amoye, I have to get up early in the morning, I'm starting a new film in the morning, so can we talk tomorrow? 3 minutes later, my phone rang again. It was Amoye, and I picked up and she said, Dad, you don't even care. You didn't ask if I was okay. You didn't see where I was. I was taken aback because I didn't know where this was coming from. But me knowing that she had been drinking, I said, Amoye, we should talk about this tomorrow, and we did. We talked about it the next day, and then when she came home from school 2 weeks later, we talked about it face to face. And what Amoye told me was that she felt like at times I wasn't a good father, that I hadn't been there for her at times, that I had been on the road too much. She felt at one point that I didn't want to pay for her to take her SAT exams. I initially felt defensive, like, you really think that I wouldn't pay for you to take your SAT exams? I couldn't believe it. I was hurt. I was angry. And I just wanted to her to finish her talk so that I can explain to her why I was a good father. But something struck me. Something struck me because this was my daughter that I love. So in this moment, I realized the only thing that I could do to show her that I love her was to listen to her. To listen. And in that moment, I started to recognize that true love is an action word. And as much as I wanted to say, you know I love you, and I've always loved you, and I never did anything to show you that I didn't love you, I had to let love have the last word. And by doing that, that was listening. It made me think about how I love. And if I'm really loving with intention, and if I'm loving with actions that accompany that intention. And because love is my word, I thought about where in my life I've been loving the best and where I failed in expressing love.
Don't go anywhere. More to come after this short break.
No two travelers are exactly alike, and that means no two trips should be either. Texas' vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities allow for an infinite number of different travel experiences. Are you a beach person? Well, you'll be having fun under the sun with Texas' 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies can't get enough of Texas' world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually-led trip matched to their unique interests. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters, yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Shop by price, like 25 and under to 100 and under. Category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted and for grandma. Get top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be entertaining. Entertaining is for podcasts with inspiring celebrity guests, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is the service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Now, one of the first places I found love was in writing. Writing, I love writing. And it made me reflect on what footprints I want to leave on this planet. Walking with the Lord, I see footprints. My mama always told me, use my good sense. Common always looking for the good sense. Since we all got good in our essence, in the hood sense. We all good anyway. That's why you always hear another dollar, another day. I see the day as a new beginning. Movement of the people, movement of the women to get the earth spinning in the right direct. This movie of life sometimes might project act scenes that don't seem serene. I like Palo Santo, put on love supreme, and get into the being of the great I am. That's when I get to seeing just how great I am. Many, many times from mistakes I ran, but I'm just a cake, let me bake, goddamn. I pray I don't forsake my man, and whenever I fall, on faith I land. Imperfections, resurrections, in the mirror staring at God's reflection, reflecting on my aggressions, on my progressions, on my obsessions. There's a lesson in not feeling less than and seeing life itself as a blessing. Now, one of the greatest blessings we have in life is love. And in order to look at this journey in a holistic way, I had to not only look at the places where I found love and the things that I did love, but I had to look at where I failed in love. And one of the places that I found that I failed in love was actually loving myself. And I found that, it's funny because I found that through a breakup. It's like I had popularity and recognition, and I received awards as an artist, but that didn't truly mean that I was loving myself. And I really did learn that through a breakup. This breakup was a tough breakup for me. It was one of those breakups where you're going through it and you could barely eat. Any of y'all been through that before? Where that's all you could do is think about that person. And your focus is on that person of like, oh, that person was so intelligent, so talented, so gifted. And you create all these things about the breakup, about how wonderful the other person is. But what about you? And the more and more I started to ask, what about me? The more I started to do things to work on myself. The more I started understanding I had to love myself better. And some of these things started with building a relationship with God. Not something that someone told me about God, but building my own relationship with the Creator, the God that exists in us all. Now, another step that I found was what Jesse talked about, mindfulness. I happened to be going on a mindfulness retreat, and I had never participated in this, but my team set up a mindfulness retreat. And we did all these different things. We did mindful eating, we did a mindful walk. It was so powerful. And we also did these mindful practices about breathing. And one of the techniques was to put our heart over our hand and put our hand on our stomach and just take a breath and close our eyes. And as I did it, I started to feel this vibration in myself, and I started to get teary-eyed. And I realized, as much as I wanted to be an activist and go out and do for the world, there's no activism without self-activism. And the third component that I learned on this journey of self-love was therapy. Now, as a black man, we don't talk about therapy too much in the African-American community. It's something that we consider taboo in many ways. In fact, when I told my mom that I was going to therapy, she was like, nah, we don't really do that. She said, go to God. I said, well, God is working through the therapist, ma. I didn't know how beneficial therapy would be, but it allowed me to heal some of the issues and things that I had inherited. Some of the generational curses and trauma. It helped me heal the relationship with my father, which actually gave me an opportunity to help heal the relationship with my daughter, Moye, so we had our own therapy session together so that we can discover these wounds together, figure out how to solve these wounds together, and also eventually stop that cycle. I'm here to stop the cycle. So I believe in 2020, with the vision that Oprah is sharing with you all and with us, we gotta go forward with new ways of transformation. And part of that transformation is new ways of thinking, new ways of being. Being open, new ways. The jubilee of a newer me, giving my enemies something new to see, my community, they be fueling me. In the struggle of us, there's a unity. The moral universe, stay schooling me. Will the King of Kings really rule in me? I'm an instrument, stay in tune with me. This orchestrated by Kareem Samore, booming me. If Agape had a Cupid, she be shooting me. This rap here is Fear's eulogy. Escape rooms with glasses of wine, just another crutch for my brokenness. A term that I got from my therapist. As a black man, I feel I should be sharing this. In the hood, they say we crazy and we derelicts, but we need it for our kids and our marriages. Though some folks say we don't do that, but taking care of self is the new black. Unconventional ways. Unconventional ways, unconditional ways. Meditation, mindfulness, it's just giving the praise. I'm in a phase, all I see is victory. You on that wave, then come and get with me. I only want what's meant for me and say the things that's sent to me. In penitentiaries, I met the most enlightened. Finding a loss is heaven's excitement. I write with a force of a kid that wanted to be in the source, but that changed the course. I maintained the sauce and became a boss. I apologize if I came across as judgmental or self-righteous, because in you, I see his likeness. And for all tonight, Denver, all today, all this morning that you heard, I want to let you know to let love have the last word. Thank you.
Whoa. Whoa. Look at you. I love that. Come on. Wow. First of all, where does that come from? How does it, tell us how the, does it start out as a rhythm first, or as a word, or a series of words, and then you build on the words?
I feel, for me, like writing, and whether it's freestyle or writing, it's a divine expression. And I only want to create when I'm in that divine place where I feel open to letting God flow through. And, you know, it's times where I'm trying to write and it's not coming. I could get on in my car and that's how I write. I ride around in my truck up and down the PCH just saying things to myself. And if I can ride for 4 hours and nothing will come out. And I know that okay, this is not the time to write. But when it's flowing, it flows. And I just try to do, as you said, get into a space first of just silence and in tune and fill myself up and allow the divine expression to come through.
Wow. I love that. And you say, I was just saying earlier that one of the things I always do when there's a crisis or trouble, I say, what is this here to teach me? When your daughter first presented this idea that you were not a good father, I'm sure that was really hurtful and you were offended and your ego comes up first, right?
Yes, my ego is like, how could you say that I'm not a good father? All the things that I've done, and I was hurt. I was, because, you know, really, I knew that I had been loving her, but one thing I understood in that moment, and what I got out of that what I was taught was, just because I feel like I'm expressing love to someone doesn't mean that's how they're receiving it. And it's up to me to be...
That's big.
It's up to me to be present enough to say, take all the past ego out and just say, okay, how do you feel at this moment? This is how you feel? And take it in and not try to come with an answer or solution at that moment.
So you called your memoir Love is the Last Word. Why?
Well, because I actually saw a quote that Dr. King had, and he said that in a speech about something. He didn't say let love have the last word, but he said throughout all things, if we can have love be the last thing that we live by and the beginning of what we live by, then I think our lives will be greater. It all ties in. I think everything we're experiencing here is truly love, and I feel that...
We could feel it when we were in the silence together. Isn't it so interesting that when you get still, you go to that place where everybody can feel the same core thing?
Oh, I did the silence with you all backstage. That was amazing for me. I needed that. I gotta keep practicing that.
Yeah. Thank you for coming and sharing. Thank you for your love is the last word.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.